Great Country Q94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinor from Dunkin' Donuts here in Prairie du Chien.
Good morning.
Lots going on this week.
Oh gosh, busy week here in Prairie.
It was a very busy week. Of course, it was the 150th celebration.
Yeah, huge crowd. Great night.
Yeah, you were down directing traffic.
Yeah, we spent time at the farmer's market, the 5K, directing traffic there, and then had the fireworks and music in the park. Can't forget about the music in the park in the parks department. Big crowd down there, and then, yeah, fireworks, and I got to direct traffic at Maine and Washington. And
I like how you say I got to direct.
Oh, it was fun. Like, actually, I mentioned to you off air, people were very polite and thankful, and I appreciate that, because it's not very many cops were like, oh, I really hope I get to direct traffic today, because the motoring public sees other motoring public's habits, and it's like tenfold when you're trying to direct traffic, because people don't use their turn signal, and then they try to turn, or they were coming from the fireworks and they didn't have their lights on, and I'm trying to communicate with them that they need to turn their lights on, and it's an adventure.
I always get nervous when there's somebody directing traffic.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Try to be the person in the middle of the intersection.
Well, that's what I can about imagine, but I'm always like, am I going the right way? Am I doing everything right?
It's a super... It's super great because a lot of people can be police officers anyways, but when you direct traffic, you really find out who the better police officers are. Sometimes they voice their concerns. I actually won rendezvous several years ago. I was directing traffic, and somebody made some unkind comments to me, and I offered them my traffic direction cone, and I'm like, here you go. Come on, step out of your car and take over for me and show me how it's done. And they didn't do it.
Weird.
Take me up on it. Yeah. So.
I'm just like, am I doing it right? Am I going at the right time? Like, am I going to hit somebody? Yeah. I think that's why I get nervous.
No, I get it. It can be confusing.
Yeah. Of course, you have an event coming up next weekend.
We do, Friday and Saturday. Yeah, I'll be at Philback Auto. They have a sales event going on, and we'll be serving brats and hot dogs. For a free will donation to our canine fund. So we'll be set up there on Friday, I believe 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, and then 10 to 2 on Saturday. So you can grab some dinner on Friday night and then a lunch on Saturday and donate to a good cause. Our canine fund is always incurring expenses for vet bills and food and those types of things, training, all those things need to be covered. So stop out to Philback Auto on Friday evening or Saturday during the day, and you can say hi to me. And I believe Friday we'll have Canine Phoenix there, and you can say hi to Phoenix. She's very friendly, and have yourself a brat or a hot dog and a bag of chips and a soda, and make a donation to our canine fund.
Now, is Rico still?
Rico is still active. Yep.
Yep. Yes. Okay, and they still haven't had puppies.
They can't.
No, so that is the most depressing thing about having a female and a male.
We fix them, and they play really well together. I mean, they're friendly.
Well, of course,
each other.
They're probably boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, they're related. They're related. They come from the same bloodline.
Okay, then never mind.
Yeah. I was gonna make a comment, but I can't.
On a more serious note, and of course, this isn't your jurisdiction,
right.
And I know you are a city police chief, but there have been a lot of fatalities
reported lately,
on roadways in the Q94 listening area.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
What does a person do? Is that what your question is?
Yes. What does a person do there?
Well, that's a loaded question. There's
and
a
again,
lot of...
I know you're not on, highways.
But, I mean, it's policing 101, really. there's a lot of studies that involved in traffic safety and what drivers' effects are by seeing police, sheriff's deputies, state patrol on highways. Seeing their presence and then seeing the emergency lights have different effects on people. And so there's a lot of strategies that I'm very familiar with the Dodge County Sheriff's Department, which is not in this area of the state. It's on the east side of the state, north of Milwaukee County. The chief deputy there and I are good friends, and Dodge County experienced a lot of fatalities in a short period of time over a course of years. And so they implemented a traffic safety plan where they just deployed to those problem areas. Their deputies had dedicated traffic enforcement deputies that said, this is what your job is. You are going out there to make traffic stops. The public doesn't always appreciate that because they're getting stopped for the little infractions. They see them as little infractions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back to these traffic fatalities, there are a lot of little infractions that compound and, you know, cause the death of somebody. And the death of anybody is not okay.
Yeah.
And so we are tasked with the duties of enforcing those laws as minuscule as what people might perceive them to be. But the reality is they can be the difference between saving a life and having more traffic fatalities. I can tell you this. No police officer, sheriff's deputy, state trooper wants to go to a traffic fatality. And so we really take that personal when people die on our highways and our roads. And hopefully, you know, I speak for all public safety officials that we do take that personal. We say, what is my role here? What is my job here to prevent that next fatality? And what can I do? And you really have to focus on that. You know, we've talked off air about different highways in our area that you and I both drive on a regular occasion. And we're like, we never see a cop on this road, or we never see a deputy or a state trooper on that road. I would say with almost certainty that administrations will start taking notes of these traffic patterns and these fatalities and start deploying resources to those areas to try to alleviate that. Let's just talk about City of Prairie du Chien, for instance. Wisconsin Street and Main Street, that intersection going to Iowa, is our, by far, most common intersection for crashes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hands down. It's in the top five rural area intersections in Wisconsin for traffic crashes.
That's top five.
Yeah, we might. That is why a roundabout is going to go in eventually there.
Yes.
But my staff recognizes that, and we try to sit on the off streets of that intersection to try to slow people down, to watch for improper turns, you know, unsafe lane deviations, turn signals, not stopping at stop signs.
And I've seen your officers there.
Yeah, and sometimes I get calls where people are like, what are they doing sitting there? What a waste of time. But the reality is our traffic data shows that when we're not sitting there, there are crashes there. And any given weekend, we have crashes there. And so, and during the week. And so, you know, that's just a... it's just an enforcement mechanism for us to say the more enforcement, the more people see officers on that roadway at that intersection, the more traffic stops they see on that roadway at that intersection, it affects driver behavioral. And that's really what, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is try to affect that driver behavior that's going to cause a crash. It's not to write a bunch of tickets. It's so we don't have to go to another fatality and go knock on another parent's door or loved one's door and say, we have bad news. That's not.
And I think we talked about this with Trooper Sukas.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They don't like sitting there and writing out tickets.
No.
They really don't. That's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, and again,
but they're trying to prevent the pattern of behavior.
There is going to be a ton of your listeners that are going to say BS. That's what they get, you know, their enjoyment from. And I can tell you, you can call the BS all you want, but you're wrong. I mean, that's just how it is. We are the bearers of news that people don't want to hear, and I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. We don't get any enjoyment out of that, but our enjoyment is even lower going to a traffic fatality.
I would venture to guess that's probably one of the least favorite things anybody wants to do. Well, don't forget, next Friday and Saturday, down at Philback Automotive here in Prairie du Chien, the K9 fundraiser. Brats, you said?
Yes, brats and hot dogs. You get your choice there, and then a bag of chips and a soda.
All right, and Friday afternoon?
Friday will be 2 to 6, and then Saturday will be 10 to 2.
All right. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tenor from Dunkin' Donuts here in Prairie du Chien.